弟兄姐妹平安。
May peace be with brothers and sisters.
好高兴在圣诞节的期间跟你们来思想，关于圣诞节的一些信息。
It's my great joy to share, the meaning of Christmas with you this afternoon.
今天要跟大家思想的一个题目叫荣耀的显现与生活的动力。
Today we are going to ponder a theme which are titled How Heavenly Glory Connects to Our Life in a Dynamic Way.
我们要读的经文是在路加福音二章第八到十八节。
So the theme passage is recorded in Luke chapter 2 verse 8 through 18.
这是在圣诞节我们常常都会读到的一段的经文。
So this is a very familiar passage that we read often in during the Christmas season.
不过今天我们就集中在思想这段经文里面的关于荣耀的显现与生活的动力。
So today we are going to emphasize on the heavenly glory and how does it impact our life in a very dynamic way.
我们来看第八节。
So let's read verse 8.
第二章第八节。
Chapter of chapter 2.
我们用先用中文 来读哈。
So we're going to read in Chinese first, and then I will follow with the English version.
我们一起来读第八节开始。在伯利恒的野地里，有牧羊的人夜间按着更齿看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们。牧羊的人就甚惧怕，那天使对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。众天使离开他们升天去了。牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急往去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有了婴孩卧在马槽里。既看见，就把天使论着孩子的话传开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧人之人对他们所说的话。
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.But the angel said to them, Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in a cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest heaven.And on earth, peace to those to whom, on whom his favor rests. When the angel had left them and gone into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to the Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child.And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
我们所信靠的神，他很乐意来向我们显明他自己。
So the God, whom we worship, willing to appear himself to us.
这个跟我们所想的有点不同。
So this may be contrast to our common, thinking.
我们都想神秘。神就是很神秘的， 他隐藏自己，要我们去猜想他，要寻找他的。
So when we heard about the name of God, we always our mind come to a mysterious thinking that God is so remote and maybe even mysterious to us.
当然，我们要寻找上帝。
So of course we ought to seek God.
这表示我们的一个愿意追求、渴慕的心。
So to represent our earnestness to seek for Him.
但是你要知道，假如神不是有意识要显明他自己，我们没有办法寻找他的。
But on the other hand, if God is not willing to appear to us, our seeking will be in vain.
不要讲上帝哈，你太太、你丈夫天天跟你在一起的，你都不了解他。
So never mind God. Even the people around you, very close to you, if he or she do notwilling to appear, to come near to you, and you are unable to come near to them.
你不是常常听到你太太说，你都不了解我。
So have you heard your wife always complain? You don't understand me.
哎呀，天天对坐都不了解。
So every day I'm facing you, but you still do not understand me.
你怎么能够了解上帝呢
？How can you understand God?
但是，上帝愿意。向我们显明
But God willing to appear himself to us.
让你显现他自己，让我们认识他。
So he's willing to appear to us so that we can know him.
神透过很多东西显明他自己。
So through many, many means, God found ways to appear to us.
透过天地万物所做的一切，你眼所能够看见的，你能够认识上帝。
So with creation and nature, we can come in contact with God.
这圣经也是这样说。
This is what the Bible said, isn't it?
神借着所造之物，让我们来晓得他。
Did God ever say that through the creation and the nature, and man can understand him without excuse?
透过圣经，我们可以了解他。
And of course, specifically,God will appear to us through the scripture.
在历史上，神一次又一次的差遣先知来到世界来宣讲他。
And if you look at history, God time after time after time through the prophets spoke to us and keep us informed.
这个圣灵帮助我们认识他。
And then the Holy Spirit aid us to know him.
在圣诞节的时候好像约翰福音一章那里讲，没有人看见神，但是借着他怀里的独生子，我们就可以看见。
So during the Christmas time, we come to mind the book of John, chapter 1. No one has seen God, but through him we are able to see him.
然后他又借着众教会许许多多的基督徒，历世历代的基督徒。他们好像他们的见证好像云彩一样的让我们认识神。
And moreover, through the church and the children of God, through the generations and their witnesses, we just like the cloud around us.
哎呀，你看上帝是多么的苦心啊，真的要我们来认识他。
So we can understand how God so earnest to want us to know him.
在刚才我们所读的圣经
In the scripture we just read a moment ago,
有天使天君来显现那个荣耀的显现，把上帝的救恩的信息来显现出来。
And they talk about our angels and the heavenly hosts through the glorious appearance to show to the people.
这是一个荣耀的显现。
So this is a very glorious revelation.
那神显现他自己有什么目的呢？
So the question is, what is the purpose for which God appeared to human beings?
这个很重要啊。
So this is very important.
神显现他自己不是要满足一下我们的好奇心而已。
So God appeared to us is not just to satisfy our curiosity.
神显现他自己也不仅仅是满足我们的信心而已。
And nor he want to satisfy our faith.
有人说：“哎呀，我不信，除非我看到他。”
So many people said, "I don't want to believe in God unless my eyes can see Him."
其实这是一个很愚昧的一个想法。
So actually, this is a very foolish thought.
看到的东西不等于你知道他。
So the thing is visible to your naked eye does not mean you know.
知道认识一件东西也好，一个人也好，是要多方面的一种了解的。
So in order to know something or some event, you need a multifaceted aspect to come in contact with it in order to really know it.
刚才我已经说了，神透过种种不同的方法，让我们在多方面来认识他。
So we just mentioned God through many, many ways and methods, and so that we can know Him.
那目的是什么？
And then the question is, what's the purpose?
当神向亚伯拉罕显现的时候，
So when God appeared to Abraham,
他是要借助他来建立一个长久的这个见证的敬拜的群体。
So God's purpose is to through him to establish a community of worship to him.
来领受他的恩典。
So that we can be able to receive his grace.
分享他的恩典。
And then to share the gospel.
这是他向亚伯拉罕的显现的原因。
So this is the very reason that why he appeared to Abraham.
然后向雅各显现。
And then he appeared to Jacob.
是叫告诉他神是贯切不忘记他向他这个亚伯拉罕的那个应许。
So to remind him, God will never forget the covenant that he made with his father Abraham.
然后圣经里面记载向很多人显现。
So the Bible recorded that the God appeared to many, many people.
向摩西显现是要把使命，把拯救以色列民的使命交给摩西。
When God appeared to Moses, the purpose is to give him a mission.
好，这个不多讲了，讲今天。
So、
他向牧羊人显现。
So, the theme, why God appeared to the shepherds?
向牧羊人显现是很有意思的。
So this is a very meaningful and profound message.
刚才我讲亚伯拉罕、雅各、摩西都是伟大的人物。
So those are spiritual giants when they talk about Moses and Isaac and then Abraham.
等等等等，他们都是伟大的人物。
And so on, these are spiritual giants.
但是牧羊人是谁？
But what about the shepherds? Who
are they? 牧羊人连名字都没有。
So they're nameless people.
小人物。
So they're nobody knows.
寂寂无名的人。
So nobody knows these people.
天使，神透过天使天君来向他们有个荣耀的显现。
And yet God through the angels appeared to them in a glorious way.
这个是很有意思的。
So this is a very thoughtful idea.
你知道世界上啊，真的伟大人物不多的。
So actually, if you look at the history, the so-called Greek man is only count in your.
绝大部分的人都是小人物。
And the big majority is ordinary people like you and me.
都是卑微的。
And they are very humbled.
而且是知识学问不多的。
So they're very lowly and they're not very well educated in a very profound way.
内心充满了孤单惧怕的。
And then in their hearts were filled with loneliness and fear.
你知道当天使向那些牧羊人显现的时候，第一句话就对他们说，不要惧怕。
So do you know when God angel appeared to the shepherd, the first thing the angel said is, fear not.
你知道很多人都很惧怕。
So you know, in our life, and many times we are
afraid
of things.
惧怕不同的事情。
And we are afraid of different kind of things.
啊，今天那个恐怖主义啊，恐怖的，太多恐怖的事情发生。
So there are terrorists and terrorism are very frightening.
你走在街上都会害怕的。
So every time when you walk on the street, you never know what will
happen. 你坐在车上也惧怕的。
So even in you're in a public transportation,
你飞到那个飞机上也惧怕的。
So not to mention going up in the air in the airplane.
今天很多我们都活在一种惧怕。
So we're living in this atmosphere of fearfulness.
不管你有没有学问，不管你有多少财产，你都免不了这种。
So no matter you're wealthy or not, no matter we're well educated or not, you are not exempt from the attack of terrorists.
天使天天使天君的显现有一个目的，就是叫他们不要惧怕。
So the very purpose of why these angels and heavenly hosts appear to them is to let them know that you ought not be afraid.
要离开那个地方。
You have to leave this, depart from this place.
那种孤单，那种害怕的那种情况。
So depart from your condition of loneliness and frightfulness.
要生活活得有力。
So you have to live in a
dynamic way
with a faith and also joy.
这是显现的目的。
So this is the very purpose why the angels talk to these shepherds.
带给他动力。
So bring forth the dynamics of our life.
我觉得我们真是需要在圣诞节里面好好思考这个问题。
So how much do we think ought to think about this theme during the Christmas season?
我们人生需要动力。
So our life need dynamics.
我们的教会的事工需要动力。
And the church needs strength.
我们求神在今天透过这个显现，对牧羊人的显现，带给我们一个动力的原因。
So it's my prayer for hope that through this message we can receive some kind of strength and dynamics so that our life become more meaningful.
或者说，我们侍奉主的人，我们也透过这样的一个信息，能够。知道怎么样来把动力来带给别人。
And also, we as a servant of God know how to receive the strength from God so that we can serve the church more effectively.
好，我们来看看这个圣经如何来教导我们在生活上有动力。
So let's look at the scripture, see how it teach us to receive this kind of dynamics.
我刚才稍微也提过了，神。愿意把动力带给那些没有条件的人。
So God is willing to give strength unconditionally to our people, and this is what we call grace.
我们在人生中，我们常常都会觉得有些人我们可以不管的。
So in our life, do you have this experience that some people we think we can ignore them?
有些人我们可以好好栽培他。
So some people we think, oh, this can be cultivated.
有这样的情况。
So do you have this kind of situation?
但是神没有这样。
But God is impartial.
他特别拣选一些卑微的人。
And sometimes he specifically pick those lowly people.
我觉得在我们的人生里面也应该学习这一点。
So I believe that as a Christian in our life, we ought to learn this kind of attitude.
尤其是我们做教会的工作的弟兄姐妹。
Especially we are the servant of God within the church.
我们要好好思考这一点。
We have to think about how to do this.
那些在信仰上那些比较弱势的人，不一定是贫穷的人，不一定是那些学问不足的人。
Some people their faith is weak, but does not mean they are poor or.The lack of faith.
有点很特别的。
Lack of education.
在教会里面呢、啊，那些丰富的人啊，有力量的人。
But in the church, you find those strong spiritually.
跟他的知识、跟他的学问、学历没有关系的。
And it's sort of interesting that unrelated to their education.
在那些教会里面有力量、有丰盛生命的人，跟他的财富啊等等都没有关系，没有太大关系。
And for those in church with their abundant life and have a lot of influence, they may not be very rich.
所以耶稣曾经说，那些财主是很难进天国的。
And this is why Jesus has said to a young man that for the rich man enter into the kingdom of God.It's more difficult.
所以在教会里面是没有太大的分别，跟经济没有太大的分别。
So within the church and your wealth is almost nothing to do with your spirituality.
你会发觉，我们在教会里面常常都听到有人这样说。
So in the church, we always heard people say,
我很忙。
I'm very busy.
我没有办法做这件事情。
And I have no time to do this.
我没有办法去聚会。
I have no time to even come to the church.
我也没有办法去追求什么。
And I have no time to read the Bible and seek a deeper understanding.
假如教会永远在这种情况之下。
So think about this, if we always stay in this kind of condition.
教会是没有动力的。
So this church is weak.
我们要学学天使上帝的工作。
So we have to learn about the outworking of the, the angel, the angel through the people.
他是主动的到牧羊人的身边来向他们显现。
Because the angels took the initiation to come near to the shepherd.
耶稣基督也是道成肉身来到世人当中。
And of course, Jesus, in the same way, he willing to become a slave and came to this world for our salvation.
那我要讲什么呢？
So what I'm going to talk about,
我觉得我们教会应该学习主动的去到一些需要的人的身边。
So I believe the church to learn the lesson that we should take an initiation to come to those people who are in need.
帮助他们。
To help them.
产生一种寻找真理的动力。
So to create in them a dynamic of seeking the truth.
这是天使所做的。
So this is what the angel said, isn't it?
他走进牧羊人。
To enter into, the company of shepherds.
帮助他们。
Help them,
然后让他们产生动力。
And then let them produce a tremendous power.
而不是等他们来。
And the angel doesn't sit there and wait for them to come.
你来，我就给你动力。
If you come, I give you power.
不是的。
No.
他去。
And then the angel go.
还有呢？我们在教会里面常常有一种情况。
So in the church, there's also a common phenomena.
也是我们常常听到的。
Or maybe we oftenly.
为什么你不去教会呢？
Why you not go to church?
他会跟你说。
And then he will reply in this way.
我听不懂啊。
I don't understand.
我很闷啊，去到教会。
And then I am very foolish. Do I understand? And feel very boring.
那你说是谁之过了？是他吗？是那个人吗
？Is that person? Or?
我觉得不是。
The preacher? No.
因为他们都来到教会了。
And because they already come to the church.
其实有很多时候他不听不明白。
So indeed, many times they do not quite understand.
我有这种亏欠了，有时候我尽了所有的力都没有办法来把一个圣经讲清楚、讲明白、讲得有兴趣。
And as a matter of fact, I have sometimes some guilt feeling that.I fail to explain the Bible clearly to those who do not understand.
我常常都 blame 我自己。
And sometimes I always blame myself.
最近我真是很想学一样东西。
And then I want to learn something.
我也上网去看过。
And then I even go to the internet to prepare myself.
学什么呢？
Learning what?
我希望啊。
And it's my hope.
我将来的讲道多一点幽默感。
So I want to learn.I can be more humorous in my sermon.
有多点的兴趣
and then arouse more interest.
让人不觉得沉闷
so that they won't feel boring.
是请大家为我祷告
So please pray for me.
为我祷告，你们也有好处
So pray for me so that you can have more interesting story to hear.
确实是应该这样的。
So actually, we ought to do this.
当我们要别人有一种寻找认识信仰的动力的时候，我们先要去到他们身边。
So very important to know that in order for people to have the willingness to listen to you, we must come near to them in the first place.
迁就他们。
And then to compromise yourself and for their own benefit.
你知道，当耶稣要我们明白他的时候。
So you know that when Jesus wants us to understand what he was talking about,
他是显明他自己的。
So he revealed himself clearly.
保罗不是这样说吗？
So did Paul ever said that?
保罗说，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
So the love of God in this manner appeared to us.
那个词是什么呢？十字架。
So,
你看得到的
through the cross of Jesus Christ,
你能够明白的
it is something that's visible.
那不是个哲理是个历史的事实
and it's not a philosophy but a historical fact
你知道最简单最容易明白的那个信息是什么呢
do you know what is the most and clear message
那是爱
that is love
爱是所有人都能够明白的。
And love is something everybody can perceive.
所以为什么说我们教会要表达爱？
So this is why we emphasize that at church we have to express love.
那不仅仅是个需要。
So this is not just a need.
也是个表达。
And it's a expression.
福音的那个信息，那个方法。
Manifest the gospel.
所以第一个地方。
So first of all,
人的动力，你假如要人有动力。
So the interaction among people.
我们必须要走进别人的身边。
And the first thing we ought to remember is we have to come to the vicinity to express yourself, to reveal God to them.
所以教会最好的传福音的方法。
So the best way for evangelism for a church.
当然我们需要讲。
So of course we have to use words to express the gospel.
但最好的。
But the best way.
生命。
Is to live out the gospel
影响生命
through your love and through your influence.
动力的一个原因
And this is the source of all the strengths.
这个是天使的显现
So this is the meaning of the appearance of the angels.
所带来的一个结果
And then bring about the positive result.
结果牧羊人真是离开那里啊
So the fact of the matter is these shepherds.
他真的去到去看看天使所形容的那种情况。
And then they went into the crowd and described what he had seen.
你看那个第十二章十五节跟十七节就知道。
And let's look at 15 and 16.
好，天使能够带动这个牧羊人的第二个地方。
So the second thing, that how the angel can bring.
除了亲近他显现之外
shepherds, other than appearance to them,
他的还有一个很明显的一个信息
and there's a very message with clarity
我报给你们大喜的信息
I'm going to proclaim to you a news of great joy
是关乎万民的
that is of influence all the people
这是很清楚的
so is it not clear?
一个喜乐的信息
So this is a message of joy
是与你有关的
It's concerning about your existential living
这是一个清楚的信息
So it's a very clear message
信息一个清楚的信息能够推动人去寻找的
A message with clarity can cause people the heart of seeking
你知道马丁路德这个能够冒着生命的危险，把那个因信称义的道来显明出来。
So you know Martin Luther, and risk his life to tell people about justification by faith alone.
我们以为是马丁路德很有力量去做好这件事情。
So we always think that he is a great man. He has a lot of strength to do this and to push this movement.
他很有勇气。
Or maybe he's courageous.
他很有胆量。
Maybe he is very brave.
当然，他有这个勇气跟胆量。
And of course, they have this kind of attributes.
但是，假如他没有个真实的信息
，But had he not had a very truthful message,
一个重要的信息
，an important message,
那个胆量不会出来的。
So this kind of energy would not be visible.
他的勇气不会出来的。
So the courage would not be emitted from him.
因为有一个重要的信息
Because the content of the message
他不能不说
So he cannot help but to proclaim it
所以他的勇气就出来
And this is why his courage come out from him internally
我可以这样说
So I can say in this way
是福音的信息的本身来推动我们去寻找
So it's the intrinsic value intrinsic content of the gospel that drive usFor evangelism.
是推动我们去侍奉。
So they push us.
假如我需要一个动力的话。
If I need this kind of pushing or strength.
你有没有觉得人推我不动的
？So if I don't have this kind of feeling, nobody can push me.
你也觉得你也不要想是推动别人。
So and also you don't have the urge to push him further.
有没有觉得我们教会啊，每次的报告啊，要参加什么去做什么去做，很多时候都没有大用的。
So sometimes we make announcements and do this, do that, and and seem to be not very effective.
我们要学习，我们做教会工作也好，我们的生活也好，也要学习，要有一个信息，要有一种我们所明白的东西来帮助我们，来推动我们。
But what we ought to learn is when we proclaim something and move something forward, we ought to have a very clear and truthful message behind this movement.
我不经不觉在开始角声工作事工有33年。
So without my knowing, as I look back, I start my ministry for more than 30 years.
33 years. 我这是真的不经不觉。
So time just passed so fast.
一步一步向前走。
So step by step, we moving
forward. 好像一个马拉松的一件事情，走很远很远的路。
And just like a marathon, running for long, long distance.
啊，我感觉这是一种恩典啊。
So I feel this is a grace from God.
走了那么长的时间。
So for such a long time, a long journey.
到现在还在继续向前。
And then I continue to run this race.
你知道是什么动力
？So you cannot help but ask what kind of pushing that I have
继续向前走
in order for me to moving forward.
我觉得是一个我心里面的一个所领受的信息。
So I believe, and at the bottom of it is some kind of message that I receive, which is truthful and which is divine.
这是神在我生命中一个的呼召。
So this is kind of the calling that I receive from above.
牧养圈外的羊。
That is to shepherd.
同时在这个过程中。
So through this process.
我发觉牧养确实是我应该要做的一件事情。
So shepherding is really my duty.
我很想做的事情。
And then also I want to do it.
什么叫牧养呢
？So what does it mean by shepherding?
去寻找它，去喂养它，去保护它，去医治它。
So that to seek them, to feed them, to protect them, and to heal them.
而且我发觉，当我这样做的时候
，So I found out by doing so.
我看到福音是上帝的大能。
So I realize that the gospel is the mighty power of God.
改变生命。
That can change and transform lives.
这是非常重要的。
So this is very important.
今天教会的事工不一定能够推动我们向前。
So today the ministry just by itself cannot force us to move forward.
除非你知道为什么这样做。
Unless you know why you are doing these things,
你才会有动力。
Then the strength will come from you.
天使说：“我报给你们大喜的信息。”
The angel said to the shepherds, "I proclaim to you a message of great joy."
是带来喜乐的。
That concerning all people,
而且是人人有份的。
And then it's a joyful message.
万福万民的。
It concerning every people on this earth.
是今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主。
So in the city of David, a savior was born today.
救主
，savior，
告诉我们有救了，有希望。
So savior means you have the hope, you have the possibility to be redeemed.
所以信息本身能够推动人。
So the content of the message is very important that have an intrinsic power to push people forward.
而我们心中有信息。有神的话语。
And also, in our heart, we must internalize this truth.
我们也有动力。
Then we will have power.
还有呢，天使的信息里面呢。
So also, and inside the message of the angels,
也包含着一个很宝贵的应许。
And then it contains a very precious promise.
有没有？都一定听过了。这个在这个在天上荣耀归于上帝，归于神。
So the angel sang the chorus, "Glory be to God in the highest."
然后呢，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And on earth, peace among those whom God pleases.
你知道吗？这是一个应许啊。
This is a promise.
在地上平安。
So on earth, peace.
那个是我们不惧怕的原因。
So peace is the reason why we ought not be afraid.
因为有上帝的平安临到
，because we have the peace of God，
可以把恐惧消除
，it will expel the fear。
这是个应许
，this is a promise。
平安
，peace，
归于他所喜悦的人
，be on the people whom he pleases。
这个是很重要的一个推动我们生活的一种力量
，very important， which is a source of our strength。
我不晓得在你的。假如只有单单有一个要求一个意向一个信息的话，我们不一定能够去做的。
So if you merely have a vision and have not internalized the message, you may not have the courage or dynamic to do that.
因为你还是怕。
Because you still fear.
假如我做了。
So you said, if I do it?
做到一半怎么办？
Halfway, what happens if I fail?
我能力不足怎么办
？If I have not enough power and strength, what happens?
我记得我奉献我自己几十年前了哈。
So I remember several decades ago, I dedicated myself that it was 1969.
我要决定是否要把我自己奉献一生来侍奉主的时候。
I decided to consecrate myself to be a full-time servant of God.
我是很愿意的。
Very willing.
但我害怕。
But I afraid.
害怕什么呢
？Afraid of what?
害怕我走不完。
Afraid that I may not finish the journey.
我走到一半怎么办
？So if I go halfway.
假如我走不下去怎么办
？And I was not able to continue.
我就很怕。
I am afraid of this.
所以那个时候我很犹豫。
So therefore, I was hesitated.
有时候我也看到，有时候有些传道人、那些牧师，他们真的走到一半。
Then I also see many examples of a God's servant. They just walk halfway.
看他们走得很辛苦。
And very hard.
真的走不下去了。
And then would not be able to continue the journey.
但是还是在教会里面。
But he's still within the church.
那是最麻烦的事情。
So this is very troublesome thing.
你说做牧师很难转行的。
So you know, if you're a pastor, it's very difficult for you to change your profession.
今天很多牧师都走一半就不走了。
So many some pastors they just
还在教会里面
go halfway but still stay in the church.
他也很可怜。
So it's very pitiful.
会友也很可怜。
And then the congregation is also
因为他走不下去。
Because he do not have the energy to go forward.But and yet he still stay in the church.
我看到这样的情况。
I saw this kind of pastor.
我就很怕。
And then I also afraid.
那时候很年轻嘛。
And then at that time I was young.
我这样我宁愿不做了。
So if I'm like him, I rather not do it.
所以那时有点犹疑。
So therefore I have a hesitation and struggle with God.
但是你知道吗？为什么我后来又走上了
？So do you know why I resolved to do that?
从69年到现在已经几十年了。
So from 1969 up to today, there's many many decades.
为什么我会走下去呢
？How could I receive this energy?
为什么我走到今天呢
？Why I can still continue?
是个应许。
Because there's a promise.
圣经的应许。
This is a promise from the Bible.
一句很简单的话。
It's a very simple.Proclamation from
我的恩典是够你用的。
And because Jesus, the God said that my grace is sufficient for you.
有了这个够就够了。
So sufficient, this word is very important.
哎呀，我真的因为这句圣经呢，
because、
我就走上去了。
This Bible verse, I have the strength to go on.
不是你能够。
It's not because I'm able.
乃是我的恩典够你用。
But because God's grace that caused us.To be enabled.
所以有时候我是有点软弱，有点灰心的时候，
so、
我就想起这句话。
So even though in my spiritual journey I may be weak, I may be backsliding, but at that moment I think about this promise.
开始脚声那个时候。
So when I start my ministry,
其实我也有点害怕。
I have to be honest with you.
因为一切是归零，去到零了。
Because We're down to the mud. Everything is zero.
我离开那个教会
I left the church.
开始一个新的工作
And began a new.
没有了 paycheck.
And without paycheck every month.
也没有住的地方
And I have no place to.
什么都没有
live, Nothing.
那个时候，大的儿子三岁啊，六岁。
My eldest son was six.
小的三岁
And the smaller one is third.
所以要开启一个新的工作。
So in order to start out a new ministry,
有点害怕。
So honestly, I am afraid.
后来呢，我发觉了，就算有上帝的应许了，我也害怕。
So and then I think that even God gave me the promise, I still fear.
为什么我这样说呢
？Why I said that?
我是1982年开始脚声的。
Because I start the CCHC, my current ministry, in 1982.
过了一段时间之后，我开始了。
So after a period of time, and then I found out.
我发觉我有一封信，看到一封信。
So one day I receive a letter.
那个是开始脚声几年之后了。
So the letter I received only few years after I start my ministry.
啊，这个不是我收到的。
And actually, this is not the letter I actually received.
这是我自己写的封信。
It's a letter I wrote to myself.
是我写给我太太的。
I wrote this letter to my wife.
我写什么呢
？So what did I write?
我就把我心里面的负担写出来。
And then I wrote my burden.
然后我告诉他。
And then I told my wife.
不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为呢，有圣经里面有一个很重要的应许。
Because in the Bible, there's a very important promise.
是在路德记第二章。
So it's recorded in the book of Ruth, chapter 2.
那里说什么呢
？So what did the Bible verse say?
那里说波阿斯分告诉路德。
It was a conversation between Boaz and Ruth.
你不要怕。
You ought not be afraid.
你只管在我的火场上来。捡那个麦穗
，and just feel free to clean this wheat from my farmland.
假如你没有的吃，你没有的喝，就向我的仆人要。
So if you're hungry and do not have things to eat, just freely ask my servants.
我也吩咐我的仆人不要欺负你了。
And then I also bid my servants not to treat you badly.
然后就写把我的领受写一封信。
And then I wrote a long letter, and based on what I
我觉得上帝的应许很好。
I feel that the promise of God is very good. Do not be afraid.
结果呢，我是很怕。
So, and at the end, I still afraid.
为什么呢
？Why?
我没有寄出去。
Because I afraid to mail this.
我没有交给我太太。
I did not give it to my wife.
后来就没事了，变成没事了。那个是1981年。
Then it was 1981, and as time War on, I forgot about that.
我1982年大概是八月份的时候才做一个要离开那个教会开始脚声的决定。
So it was 1982, I make the decision to leave the church as a pastor and start my new ministry.
那时候我其实忘记这封信了。
And at that moment, I already forget about what I had wrote.
真的忘完全忘记。
I totally forget.
所以几年之后，我整理我的旧信件才看到的。
So several years later, I reorganized my desk and I discovered this letter.
我看到时候是很感叹的。
And actually, I signed with awe.
感谢主还是帮助我走上这条路。
And then I give thanks to God that helped me to go on.
虽然我忘记了他的应许
，Even though I forgot about his promise，
我所走过那几年的路，就这样子走到今天，还是印证了这个圣经的话。
But the journey that I've gone through up to today is a testimony to the truthfulness of this promise.
我真是感觉到上帝在吩咐。
So I feel that God is really talking to me.
吩咐很多的弟兄姐妹。
And also talk to many brothers.
他们给我喝，给我吃，我所需要的。
Supply me with all the provisions.
否则这几十年怎么过
？Otherwise, how can I gone through these several decades?
你知道吗？有个家庭。
So you know, there's a household.
好多年了。
So many years.
最少有十几年
，at least more than a decade。
他每年都会寄30万来缴生的
，so they
30万
always send me at least $300,000 to my organization。
有一年还寄了两次
，so one year and they mail this big fat check
60万
$600,000。
我怎么可以想象有一个家庭才五个孩子，我不认识他的哈。
So how can I imagine this? This family with five children?
不过有一次他写一个卡片给我，他提到他的儿子。
So one time he wrote, I don't know this person, but one time he wrote me a card.
其实是年轻的父母。
And mentioned about their children.
他的样子我不知道的。
So I have never met her, him or her.
我没有想到他会这样做。
So it's beyond my imagination. This family can provide me.
除了这个原因，
this,
除了一个原因，
except one reason.
神在吩咐。
That is God.Inspire them to do so.
这是上帝成就他的应许。
So this is how God worked out the promise on His children.
我觉得是因为这个应许，我能够勇敢的来承担许多的责任。
So I truly believe because of this promise, I can hold on to my ministry.
这是动力的原因。
So this is the source.
上帝的应许。
Promise of God,
够用的恩典
and then a sufficient grace in our poverties.
好，天使的信息里面呢，还有一个很重要的地方。
So in the message, there's another very important point.
是产生动力的原因。
It is also the reason why it have the energy generating power.
这个也是我们做教会工作了，可以学一样学
到的一样东西。Lesson that the church can learn.
你知道有时候了，我们做主的工作，我们不敢有任何的要求。
So sometimes when we do the work of God, we are afraid to making any demand.
有时候会说啊，看上帝怎么带他了。
Just,
我做了我应该做的事。
Say, I just do my part and let God to.
是不是啊？有时候会这样。
So do we have this?
让上帝来工作了。
And let God, sounds very spiritual, do it.
我们不敢讲太多的要求。
We are afraid to express to other people our needs.
我希望你怎么样。
And then you wish some other people how to respond.
但是在天使的那个报喜信的信息里面呢
？But within the message that the angels proclaimed to the shepherds,
包含了一个要求。
It also contain an element of demanding.
那个要求是什么呢
？What is the demand?
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
That is to assure the people on earth the peace of God will rest upon those whom God pleases.
是一个很清楚的要求。
So it's a very clear demand, isn't it?
其实这个。一方面是带给牧羊人希望，一方面也是帮助牧羊人能够带着希望的来向前走的。
So on one hand is a hope that God wants to place to these shepherds. On the other hand, also use this hope to give them the power so that they can continue their mission.
其实这个圣经，假如你看那段圣经呢，有两个可能的翻译。
So if we look at different versions of the translation, and you will find out they are slightly different.
一个就是和合本的那个翻译。
And one is the Union Version Chinese.
平安归于他所喜悦的人。
And then peace rests upon those whom God pleases.
它小字了，有一个意思的。
But there's a footnote behind this.
就是喜悦归于人。
That is may.The joy be with the people.
不，我不晓得为什么那个翻译的人选了前面，现在这个平安归于他所喜悦的人。
So I don't know the history of the translation. On one hand, it said the peace will give to those whom God pleases. But on the other hand, God said, "I already give you peace."
我觉得这个很有意思。
So I think it's very important.
你必须要做一个神所喜悦的人。
And on one hand, you must be one whom God pleases.
那是一个要求。
And this is God's demand.
然后你得到了从天上来的平安。
So once, based on His promise, receive the peace from God.
我觉得圣经里面也是很清楚很多的要求。
So it's no argument that God placed so many demand.On us.
要求好像很清楚的目标。
So a demand is very clear specification.
一个很清楚的标杆
is a goal.
是帮助我们有动力的向前走的。
So to help us to walk with direction.
你知道我以前呢想做运动了，其实没有动力的。
So actually, I like to do exercise, but I found out myself do not have any strength to do so.
做了几天就没做了。
So after a few days, I feel very lazy and do not have the willingness to continue.
哎，现在我发觉有一件事情呢， so, 我每天差不多每天呢，一百天里边有九十几天呢，我都会快步走大概平均一万步。
So right now, I have the habit nearly. 100 days per month.
每天
Well, every day I walk about 10,000 paces steps.
当然加现在那个 iPhone 啦，有一个 app.
So the iPhone has an app called.
它可以我走完之后，哇，我看到我走了多少步。
So you can be sure how many steps you have walked today.
今天还没有达标，我就再继续走。
So if I find out I have not reached the goal, I continue to walk around the house.
哎，我发觉我竟然坚持了很久啊。
So I can persist for quite a long time.
应该差不多一年了。
So it lasts for 1 year already.
啊，原来那个目标很重要。
So it's a having a goal is very important.
那个标杆很重要。
So purpose driven is very important.
我觉得在我们的人生里面需要有一些目标。
So I find out our life need to be purpose driven.
明白上帝的要求。
So understand the demand that God
做一个上帝所喜悦的人。
And become a person
pleases. 这是很重要
的。To God in the sight of God. This is important.
我很感谢神，因为他对我们的信仰是有要求的。
So I give thanks to God because God places a demand.In our faith,
而且有相当严格的要求。
And as a matter of fact, it's a very strict demand.
你知道这个要求，严格的要求是恩典吗？
So do you know that a strict demand is really a grace in another form?
我们常常都对孩子说，我要求你，
so,
因为你是我的儿子。
We talk about to our child and said, I demand you to do this because you are my son.
你不见我看要求街边的那个人吗？你不会，我不会这样做的。
You know, I demand the neighbor boy.
因为你是我的儿子。
Because you are my son, this is why I have demand on you.
我很想帮你，我很想建立你，我很想你有一个很好的一个人生，所以我有要求你。
Because I want you to have a good life, to want you to be successful and be spiritual. This is why I put all this demand upon you.
是不是啊？
So, as parents, do you have these kind of experiences?
我有时候对同工也是这样的。
So, I use this principle and apply these principles to my co-workers.
我觉得我假如对某些同工有特别的要求，
so,
严格的要求。
If I place some strict demand to some of my co-workers,
yeah, 其实我是很想提拔他的。
That means I...Think highly of him.
至少这是我的心意。
So this is my idea.
不一定同工能够明白，我不会跟他说。
So the co-workers may not fully understand.
当我看到一些人
，when I see someone，
我把重要的工作交给他
，and I give them a tremendous
responsibility， 我有要求于他
，and then I on the same time I place a demand on them，
因为我很想
，because
提升他
，I want to elevate him，
我很想他成功
，so。I want him to be successful.
甚至我现在很想找到一个我对他有很多的要求，他能够接受，而且我就把我的将来，我总是要退休吧。
So actually, you know, someday I need to retire. I wish that I can find someone that I can trust and give a lot of demand on him and is willing to receive.
我期盼有这样的一个人。
So really hope I have this kind of
他能够担当得起的。
And then to carry out this burden,
因为我对他有期待。
Because I have demand upon him.
所以这种要求其实是一种的恩典。
So this kind of demand is really a grace.
所以今天我不晓得大家是不是明白我在讲些。
So I'm not sure whether you really take my message to heart.
我一方面是感谢上帝，他向我们显现。
So on one hand, I give thanks to God that He revealed Himself to us.
给我们信息,
and give us the message.
给我们应许,
and give us the promise.
给我们要求,
and give us a demand after all.
让我们人生有动力,
so that our life become meaningful and dynamic.
而同时,
and then at the same time,
我们做教会侍奉主的人,
so when we serve God within the church,
我们也用同样的态度,
we become fruitful
with this kind of attitude
to help our brothers and sisters.
让我们都有动力来向前走,
so that this church become a dynamic church.
这是我今天带给大家的
信息, this is the message I want you to remember.
求神帮助我,
may God help us all.
愿平安归于他所喜悦的人,
may peace be upon those whom God pleases.
我们也立志做他所喜悦的
人, and we also at the end of the year,Resolve to be one.
我期盼主爱之家
Is my hope that house of Christ's love
是个有动力的教会
It's a church with dynamics
有信息的教会
And with message
也带着应许来过活的
And then we live out the church life with promise of God
更加我们对自己对别人都有要求的教会
So that we ought to have some demand on ourselves.
好，我们一起低头。
Not only for others. We pray this. Please pray.